Welcome back to Racing Pulse. We are live from Flemington, wandering around the stables of some of the leading contenders, and I've wandered into the Troy Corson's barn, and I'm standing next to Swats That, who is a beautiful girl, just giving her a pat right now with Troy Corson's. She's got the most beautiful eye and head. She's inquisitive here, Troy, and she looks like she's got a lovely nature. How is she?
Yeah, she's fantastic, actually, Michael. She does have a beautiful nature. She knows she's a bit good, but she's not up herself, if that makes sense. She's a beautiful filly and loves a little bit of attention. And as you can see, she looks fantastic.
She certainly does. She's a second favourite in the new market. She's got to run into a nemesis September run. But, gee, you must have been happy, I'd say, when the barriers came out and she's drawn towards the outside.
Yeah, I think it leaves us a few options. I think she's best ridden when we can flow with her. Obviously, we haven't beaten September run yet, but we're very keen to do so, I can tell you.
She's giving me a kiss right now. Do you think she's got more improvement in her from the last meeting?
I do, yeah, and we gave her a beautiful little jump out down the straight last Friday. We didn't ask her to do too much. It was more just a familiarity for Jai to get another feel of her. Again, on Tuesday morning, we sent her down the straight. She had a little four home two in 25. Again, Jai rode her. It was more for Jai to get a feel of her and just so he familiarises himself with the filly and gets on her as much as he can.
She's got such a great record. Did you know she had this ability when she first walked into the stables?
Oh, definitely not when she first walked in. She's not a huge filly, but she was a nice little filly that was sort of inconsequential, that went through and did everything. She was just there. She was like a really good child that you don't see, that was eager to help and please. But as she got on her second prep, she was very good, and then we gave her a couple of trials we had something nice. And then when we went to Bendigo, you're always a little bit hesitant to tell people you've got a really good horse, but after Bendigo it was we're able to tell the owners that we're onto something serious.
Well, the form has stood up. She beat Bella Nipotina on that debut run. Did you buy her at the sales?
No, I didn't. She was bred by three of the owners, Adam Gay, Glenn Barker and Sean Priestley, and they retained her. I don't think they ever planned on selling her, and I'm very lucky because she was going to Darren Weir, and I'm friends with Adam through school. The kids go to school together, and right place, right time, and Adam had a couple of horses with me and suggested that they try me and Dad. And luckily enough, we got her, so I'm not letting her go now.
Absolutely. It's an old-fashioned new market on Saturday, big field down the straight. Is September run the one to beat in your eye?
Oh, without doubt. Yep. She's just the class horse in the field. But I think it's, you know, after you take her out, it's an extremely open event, I think. So really looking forward to it, and I know that she's going to do her best because she always does.
We've had a look at the field. She's drawn outside near Serious Suspect. Do you think that you'll just try to follow him into the race?
Yeah, I think we're just having a form meeting now in at the office, and probably sitting within about four or five lengths of Serious Suspect. We'll stick to the outside. If we can get a horse to follow, fantastic. If not, we'll just go on our own and make sure that we don't get caught up in traffic.
Gee, you've won some nice races. It'd be pretty good to win a new market, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, we've never won a new market, so I'd love to be able to do that. And, you know, she gives us a real opportunity to be able to do on Saturday.
She's only lightly raced. Is there more still to come this campaign?
My word, there is. We've got big aspirations for her. I've always said that she's a better horse around the corner. She just uses her speed and she can kick off that turn. When we were coming into this preparation, the Lightning and the Newmarket probably weren't on the radar, and we were going to concentrate on the William Reid. But just the way she's come back, and like, it was a terrific run in the Lightning, and she's still learning and she's still got improvement to come. So back around the corner, we'll stick. Where we go after Saturday remains to be seen, but I'll sit down with the guys. We'll have a really good, they've got very good racing brains as well. They're not, they're just, they actually get involved and they like to be involved, which is a great thing. And we'll sit down and we'll see where we're going to go, whether we go back to the William Reid, whether we back off a little bit and concentrate on the Sangster, whether we go to Sydney. I wouldn't mind a little Sydney sojourn just to get her up there and that way around again, because I'd love to target the Everest at the end of the year.
Yeah, wow. Let's keep wandering, because we'll let Swats That eat her breakfast, and you've got another nice three-year-old in Saturday, and that, of course, is Ranting, who comes through the opening plate. And You've just moved into these stables. Were these the McAvoys previously?
Yeah, Tony and Calvin were in here, and the boys led on that they were going to Ballarat to take their operation up there. So we were quite vigorous in trying to get these, and we were very lucky that the VRC gave them to us.
So how many boxes altogether have you and your dad got now? Because you've got a few down Geelong way as well.
Yeah, we've got 31 here, plus 10 yards, which is really good. 34 at Geelong, and then we've got the farm as well.
Yeah. It's becoming quite a big operation.
Yeah, it is. But I think, you know, I don't want to sit back and run 20th in Victoria. I've got real aspirations to be top five, and I think the only way that we can do that is to keep building and buying really nice young horses. And you've got to have these bases and the good staff behind you, plus the good owners, to be able to get where we want to go. So, you know, I've got real aspirations to be top five, and hopefully we can do that in the next couple of years.
Well, if you keep getting three-year-olds like Swatset and Ranting, that dream will come true. How's the boy come through his run in the Oakley Plate?
Yeah, super. On ratings, we sort of knew that he was going to get the run that he did. I probably made a mistake. I think we should have gone back a little bit further than we did. And I think he just would have finished off that bit better, and everyone would have had the flashing red light on his head. I didn't do that. We went forward that little bit, and I reckon it's cost him a little bit, and just got a touch tired towards the end of the race. But I still thought it was a solid run. Again, we've taken him down there. He went down the straight on Tuesday morning. I put the blinkers on him, and it looked like he was looking around, and everything just was very green going down. And the minute his rider, Raquel Bennett, gave him a little bit of a shake-up, he really picked the bridle up and hit the line nicely on Tuesday morning. So we've got the blinkers on him on Saturday. Bit of a sticky draw.
Get one.
Yeah, I would have much preferred to have been outside, but I think he's in the race up to his ears.
He's got a road, what is it, bollard in the middle of his box here. What's he doing with one of these things that we see in the middle of the road when you've got to drive around some roadworks?
Well, he actually picks it up and, he plays with it, throws it around his box and stuff like that. So we do that with some of the colts. You'll see some will have balls with handles on them, and they throw them around and just gives them something to do. They actually really like it.
Is he a quirky character?
My word, he is. Yeah, he's really quirky. He's an absolutely stunning looking animal. Yes. You'll see him in the mounting yard on Saturday. He's down in the corner of the box and won't give us much time, but he's good and he knows it.
Did the take a while to get over that amazing three-horse race, the Blue Sapphire at Caulfield?
It was an incredible race, wasn't it? It was not exactly how we panned it out that we thought that it was going to be. But, look, I think he came through that all right. I know he ran down the track in the Cornwall, but he definitely had excuses in that he got a big clump of dirt down his throat. And I just don't think that it was his day that day. So I really do think that he's still got the ability, and I think that there's a group one in him. It's just a matter of where we're going to find it.
Where do you go after Saturday? Because you've taken him down a rung on Saturday to try and get another win, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, just get him back on the board. Look, I'm he's here for a long prep this time, Michael, so Adelaide's probably like an Angus Brute, maybe into a Goodwood if he's good enough. And then I'm thinking probably up to Brisbane. And, you know, if we could get into a Stradbroke with light weight, as long as he keeps improving right through the preparation, I think he'll be competitive up there. And he's a colt that takes a bit of work, and he really loves being in. So that might be the place to go with him.
And you got another nice chance with Yes Baby Yes. Gee, she was good in the queue. Her last win at Caulfield, and she goes around the Cooney.
Yeah, she's a fantastic horse. She's just there all the time. She tries hard. We just had no luck with her whatsoever up in Queensland. Again, she's drawn the outside, which is horrible. But we'll just make a plan on what we're going to do with her and go from there.
Go forward, you think?
Look, we're sitting down now having the meeting about it, so I'd say that's what we'll do, but if there's any changes, I'll make sure I let the punters know.
Newmarket Day, Australian Cup Day. What are your memories of that Australian Cup a few years ago? Have you got over it with Awesome Rock when you lost on the protest?
Yeah, I got over it straight away. I went into the stewards' room and watched it with Stevie Baster, and the minute I saw the interference, I thought that we were going to lose it. So I sat back and I said that there's two ways to handle this. I can throw the toys out of the cot, or I can cop it on the chin and try and get another one, which we did. So I copped it on the chin, and we took it well and shook Chris Waller's hand, and it hurt, quite a bit because, you know, it's the pinnacle getting Group 1s, especially for he's a stallion as well. But you've got to deal with these things in horse racing. You know, at the end of the day, we lost a Group 1. It's not like we've got cancer or something like that. There's bigger things in the world that you need to deal with. I know Group 1s are our pinnacle and what we're here for, but you've got to put it into perspective.
Well, Stevie Best is selling houses now. He might owe you one.
We got it back for us. He won the McKinnon.
He did too. Hey, Troy, it's good to have a little wander around and be out here and smell the horses and see the horses. And, gee, she's a gorgeous girl, Swatsat. Best of luck in the Newmarket and on the big Super Saturday on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael.
Troy Corson, this is Racing Pulse on the road, live from Flemington. More to come after this.